Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the Burke Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. It's going to be an interesting day today as we talk the pageant life with my pageant wife, who for some reason has decided to run for Mrs. Virginia International, which took me completely by surprise. So I wanted to get behind the scenes of this whole thing and find out why women do the whole pageant thing and what possesses them to walk into the world of Donald Trump and Honey Boo Boo and why these ladies tend to crash and burn during the dreaded interview question, and why anybody, frankly, would want to listen to them on the radio instead of watch them on TV or look at their pictures. So let's welcome to the program Mandy Leith, Danette Anderson, Christy Atkins, my lovely bride, Autumn Sky Booth, and Cheryl Nelson. Everybody is on the program. Ladies, welcome to the Burke Allen Show.
Hi.
Hey. Good morning.
Wow. This is like a dream come true for a guy. Except that you're all married. So let me start with you. Cheryl, a married lady in a pageant. What possessed you to do this, and did you ever do it as a single person?
I did, actually. I've been doing pageants since I was in college. And for me, I think a lot of it is just all about being a girl. I've always loved to get dressed up. I love the evening gown competition. That is my favorite portion of it. And, of course, the platform comes into play as well, too, because you always want to do something better for the community as well. And my husband, he is patient and he is supportive. And thankfully, he lets me do whatever I want to do. And if I want to do a pageant, he's right there with me. And I couldn't ask for anybody better.
And you are Mrs. Smithfield, is that right?
Yes, I am. Yeah, it's down in the Hampton Roads part of Virginia.
All right, very good. Mandy Leith, Mrs. Harrisonburg, what about you? Is your husband supportive, especially when it comes to laying down the plastic for those evening gowns?
My husband actually is very supportive. He has trekked through quite a few high heels and makeup and hair sessions. He is definitely very supportive, which is a lot of fun. He has a good time with it, and he really is supportive in the fact that he always gets behind my platform. And I love that, because I really think if you talk to any of these ladies, that's really what we're here for. What it boils down to is making a difference in the world.
Fair enough. Danette Anderson, Mrs. Richmond, pageant contestants tend to really look goofy when it comes to the dreaded interview question. I think it was Miss Utah earlier this year that had a senior moment, and she's all of probably 21. Well, why is that so hard, do you think, the interview question?
Oh, definitely nerves. That was by far my my biggest fear in the whole. I did my first pageant here in April, and so it was all very new to me, and the nerves just really get to you, kind of like right now.
There's nothing to be scared of. Autumn Sky Booth,
I know.
Mrs. Central Virginia, you are a veteran or a newbie to the whole pageant world, and for you, what's the hardest part?
I'm a veteran, probably. I have had involvement in the pageants since I was a teenager. I was Miss Teen Columbia in 1987, so that kind of I'm on the older end of the contestants. I do a lot of coaching and emceeing, but I enjoy competing as well. Just so not only I can help, you know, better judge and better coach other girls, including my own daughter, who's on her path to Miss America. But also because there's a lot of visibility that allows me to work with my platform as a Susan G. Komen educator. So for me, it's been a two-pronged venue, helping others and also furthering my own volunteer work.
And, you know, my wife, who's also on the call today, this is her very first pageant. So, Christy, when you started to look into this whole thing, what made you decide to take the pageant leap?
I actually ran across a resume of one of our clients. Allen Media Strategies is our company, and I noticed on her resume that she was a Mrs. West Virginia. I had no idea there was a Mrs. pageant system, and I love to be creative. I love to reinvent myself, and I absolutely love having a cause, and Mandy was right on when she said it's about the platform. I am so passionate about the elderly and their needs that I thought this was a perfect opportunity to promote elder abuse prevention. And along the way, I have to say, I have made wonderful friends. I had no idea what to expect. And all of the ladies on this call are just wonderful, and they have been so supportive. And Danette, I reached out to her and said, oh, my God, I'm freaking out. What do I do? You know, she didn't even know me from Adam, and she was so supportive. She has helped me lose, as of today, 30 pounds with her Shakeology business, and she has helped me with diet. It's not really competitive. It's a bond that is so special, and I'm so happy that I decided to do this.
All right. We're talking with the Mrs. Virginia contestants. The pageant is this weekend in Roanoke. And if you'd like to talk with them, our number is 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. That is a free call if you're in the New York City metropolitan area. You can also zap in quick chat questions to us in our chat room. Let's see. You've all talked about your platform. We'll give each of you 15 seconds to talk about your platform. Mandy Leith, you're next. Tell us about what you're out there for.
Great. I actually am here to promote multiple sclerosis awareness. I have a family member that is very dear to my heart. It is my mother-in-law, and she is somebody that I absolutely admire. She does deal with this disease every single day. To sum it up, it's a disease that is an immune system attack against the central nervous system, the brain, the spinal cord, the optic nerves, and it can happen to anyone. It affects 2.1 million people worldwide, and the symptoms, they really do vary. So it's something that's not only hard to diagnosed but hard to predict. So I am just out there promoting that platform, trying to make more people aware of it, educate, and the goal is to facilitate helping find a cure.
Fair enough. Cheryl Nelson, disaster preparedness is your platform. Tell us about it.
Yes, it is, natural disaster preparedness. I'm actually a degreed meteorologist. I've been doing television broadcasting for the past 10 years. So I'm used to disasters. I know the power and the force of Mother Nature, whether it be hurricanes, earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, winter storms. They affect everybody. No one is immune from natural disasters, no matter where they live. According to the American Red Cross, 54% of Americans are not prepared because they think a disaster will never affect them. We'll look at Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Sandy. These people, obviously, their lives have been changed forever, and unfortunately, many lives were lost as well. And ultimately, my goal is to educate people, to promote this platform, and save lives.
Your favorite natural disaster as a weather geek that you like to cover, Cheryl, is?
Snowstorms. Definitely snowstorms. That's what got me interested in being a meteorologist at the age of just 9 years old. And to me, snowstorms have a fun side of them, but there also is a dangerous side of them as well that people need to be aware of.
We have experienced Snowmageddon here in the D.C. area. Danette Anderson, your platform. Tell us about your platform, Danette Anderson, Mrs. Richmond.
My platform is Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep. I'm actually owner of Insepia Photography. I'm a professional photography. And 3.5 years ago, my husband and I lost our baby boy late in pregnancy. And it was obviously very difficult. And I heard about Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep, which kind of merges my passion for photography and my compassion for other women who have lost babies as well. And what I do is basically volunteer my time. We get called up by the hospital whenever there's a stillborn or baby that's not going to survive, and I go into the hospitals and I photograph these sweet little babies and their families so that they have a keepsake. Just kind of documenting their baby that even though they may never have seen it alive, it was there and it's real and it happened.
Sounds like all of these platforms are very personal to each of you. Autumn Skybooth, what is your platform?
My platform is Passionately Pink. I'm a Susan G. Komen educator. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2001, and I became a breast cancer survivor at the age of 29. My passion is for this. Even with Obamacare and the changes in the insurance and the healthcare systems, there are a lot of women who are the working poor who, like myself at the time, I was a single mother, could not afford to get the care, the mammograms, the insurance to cover the things that they need for early diagnosis and even surgery.
I had quite a battle with the insurance company at the time of my diagnosis, and my cancer progressed, and luckily I was able to, you know, still have the care I needed. Virginia, unfortunately, has one of the highest numbers of women who fall the Medicare donut of no coverage in the entire country. And we, despite the large amount of education we have in this state, we have so many women who are out there who are working, doing everything they can, and just don't have the resources to get the care that they need, because early detection and treatment is the best chance until we have a cure.
Fair enough. And my wife, you mentioned, Christy, elder abuse, and I am an older American, so you do abuse me, at least my credit card, but that's really not that's not what you're talking about. This is something different. Is that right?
Yes. You know, our greatest generation has really changed America for the better. They have done so much for us, and I see as a registered nurse every day what happens when they're neglected, alone. These are people that contributed to society, and the devastating effects of abuse runs deep and wide. It's estimated that 1 in 10 elderly Americans are actually abused, but the sad part of that fact is that there's so much undocumented abuse that it's actually higher than that. I look at our greatest generation, and I think we've got to do something to help prevent this neglect and prevent this abuse. And one patient at a time, as Mrs. Virginia International, you know, I plan to advocate for elder abuse prevention.
All right, ladies, you all have very, very high, lofty goals. But I have to ask you, and we'll start with Cheryl. You know, what say you when people come out and say, oh, you know, it's a beauty pageant, it's all fluff, there's no substance? How do you answer that?
Well, you know, I think a long time ago maybe it used to be that, and I think that a lot of people still have that perception about pageants. But I think just from listening to this interview today, to all of the ladies' amazing answers and the platforms and the causes that we all support, that right there is proof that this is well beyond beauty. I mean, we're talking about what's inside the person and what drives us and inspires us. And whether it be the platform or what we're doing for volunteer work or what we do just with our family lives, I mean, it's all certainly more than just on the outside. There's a lot of inner beauty that these women have as well. And, again, I think that all of us are certainly showing that we have that today.
Mandy Leith, Mrs. Harrisonburg, guilty pleasure, Donald Trump or Honey Boo Boo?
Oh, definitely Donald Trump. I like the diamonds and the fluff and the big, beautiful dresses. I'm definitely into that style, and that's definitely my choice there.
Danette Anderson, you are Mrs. Richmond. You have a wonderful platform. Do you have fun with pageants, too, and is this something that, you know, you look forward to, or are you nervous about the big weekend in Roanoke?
Oh, my goodness. A little bit of both. I'm actually not in the one this weekend in Roanoke, but I'm doing the Mrs. Virginia America in April. And this past April was the first time I'd ever done a pageant. But I'd say a little bit of both. It was so much fun, like, once I got there, and I just fell in love with every single one of the contestants. And it really and truly was a family. It didn't feel competitive once we got there at all. And Mandy and I have stayed very close. We competed against each other, and she's on this call today. But, I would say that it's just a lot of fun, and I don't know.
This interests me. I didn't know that there was a difference in Mrs. International and Mrs. America. This is something new. Autumn, can you shed some light on that for the lay people in the audience? What's the big difference?
Yeah, there are a lot of different pageants. I mean, as you know, you've got your Toddlers and Tiaras, Fight for Kids. And then for the adult women, and especially married women, our pageants focus more on platform and interview and community service. There's what's known in the pageant circles as the Big Three, and that is Mrs. International, Mrs. America, Mrs. United States. And all three of them are extremely competitive national systems where you have to win a state title in order to compete at the national level. So they kind of follow the same way that Miss America does, where you can become, you know, Miss Richmond and Miss Virginia, then Miss America. It's a similar type circuit for the married women, in that it's extremely competitive, and, you know, you just get the best of the best every time you go on. By the time you get to a state-level Mrs. pageant, you know, you're dealing with extremely poised and excellent women that are representing, you know, the different counties and cities.
And we have five of them on the line right now, and we're going to find out, ladies, just how poised you are. When we come back, it's Mrs. Virginia Trivia, the lightning round, amazing prizes in 60 seconds. Hang on.
Over 14 million people witnessed his emotional story of survival and triumph on national television.
I've been doing this now for so long, like ever since I was a kid.
Millions more voted him their favorite in a landslide win.
The winner is...
And now, you can be a part of the experience live.
Landau Eugene!
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Your America's Got Talent winner.
I've got you.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Under my
live, live. Performing classics from the Great American Songbook and his Columbia Records debut CD, That's Life.
That's Life.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.'s That's Life Tour. The one concert event this year you absolutely can't miss.
See Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. on tour this Christmas, including the Bethesda Blues and Jazz Club, Saturday, November 9th. Visit LandauMurphyJr.com for more information. All right, we're back with the Mrs. Virginia International contestants, and we're going to ask them lightning trivia round questions and see just who knows their stuff. We'll put them on the spot, and they'll walk away with fabulous prizes, including, for some, a no-expense-paid trip to Roanoke where they can spend lots of money and meet their friends this weekend at the Mrs. Virginia International Pageant. All right, we'll start with you, Cheryl. Cheryl Nelson, Mrs. Smithfield. Cheryl, what is the Virginia State tree?
That is the dogwood.
That is the dogwood. Ding, 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 ding. 10 points for Cheryl. Up
Yay.
Next, Mandy Leaf, Mrs. Harrisonburg. Mandy, yes. Which American state is nearest to the former Soviet Union?
Oh, goodness. Don't ask that one in an interview. You've got me stumped.
Dun, 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 dun.
Uh-oh, I know
Mandy,
it's
nothing there for you.
The drain.
Jeanette Anderson, the American state nearest to the former Soviet Union?
California?
I'll take it.
No. Autumn Sky Booth. Autumn Sky Booth, do you have an answer?
I want to go with Alaska.
Alaska is correct. Alaska.
Yay, good girl.
A place that doesn't have maps originally.
Nicely done, nicely done. Christy Babin Adkins, on television, who did the character Lurch work for? Who did Lurch work for, Christy?
Really? Really? That's the question you give me?
All right, we'll move on to Cheryl. Cheryl, who did the... Who did Lurch work for? Cheryl Nelson.
Who did he work for? With Lurch
who did he work
Adams
for
family?
On television? He worked for the Adams family. That's
Adams
20
da-da-da.
Points for Cheryl.
I don't
nicely
say
done.
That.
Nicely done. All right, let's move on. Next, Mandy Leith, Mrs. Harrisonburg. Mandy, what is converted into alcohol during brewing?
Is it barley? Wheat?
That is incorrect. That is incorrect. Let's go on to Danette Anderson. Danette, Mrs. Richmond, what is converted into alcohol during brewing?
Grapes.
Autumn Sky Booth, we'll move on to you. Autumn, do you have an answer?
I don't drink personally, but I'm going to guess hops.
You're all crashing and burning. Christy Adkins.
I'm a Southern Baptist. I'm not allowed to drink. Sorry.
Whatever. The answer, ladies, is sugar.
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 We have a Virginia trivia question, as this is a Mrs. Virginia interview, and we'll start again with Cheryl Nelson. Cheryl, the American Revolution ended with the surrender of General Cornwallis in what Virginia town?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. We'll move on to Mandy Leith, Mrs. Harrisonburg.
Oh, let me guess.
Oh, come on.
Fredericksburg?
That is incorrect. Mandy Leith.
I think I have a guess. All right, I'm going to go with something kind of local. Let's go to Newmarket.
No, Danette Anderson.
Good try. Gettysburg?
Incorrect. Christy Adkins?
Manassas.
Incorrect. And Autumn Sky Booth.
Appomattox.
The answer, ladies, is Yorktown. The American Revolution ended in Yorktown.
Girls, who's bringing the history book this weekend?
And who
I'm
else will have a science
textbook? I'm driving because I can't Google it.
I was thinking of Lee when Lee surrendered, and I know that was at Appomattox because my family, I have family there, but I wasn't aware of Yorktown.
Ladies, excuses will do you no good in this competition. Moving on.
Hey,
let's
at least
move
I
on
it on
to the
map.
Let's move on to the world of film. In film, Cheryl Nelson, in which film did Roger Moore first play James Bond? Cheryl Nelson, your answer, please.
I never watched any of those. I'm going to pass.
Mandy Leaf, Roger Moore's first James Bond film?
Was it GoldenEye?
It was not. Dennette Anderson.
I've never seen any either. I'm going to pass.
Oh, I so wish that I were doing the interview questions this weekend. Christy Adkins.
Is it Live or Let Die?
Live or Let Die is correct. Christy is on the board with
good
10.
Girl.
Very good. All right. Nicely done. Ladies, let's move on to Autumn Sky Booth. Autumn Sky Booth, in which city was Martin Luther King assassinated in 1968? Autumn?
Jackson, Mississippi?
That is incorrect. Cheryl Nelson.
I should totally know this. Atlanta?
Incorrect. Mandy Leaf.
I was going to go with Jackson, but I'm going to go with, let's go with NYC.
Incorrect. And Dennette Anderson.
Oh, goodness. Savannah, Georgia?
Wonderful city. That's where I met my wife, but no, that is incorrect.
That was my other guess. No,
and Christy? Wow, all right, very good. Nicely done. Christy, we'll start with you on this question just to make sure that you're not Googling the answers. Christy, can you tell me the first name of all four Beatles?
Oh, no.
Okay, John. Let's see. McCartney, what's his first name? Can I say the last name?
That won't work for you.
John
we need first Lennon. Names of all four Beatles.
Paul McCartney. Dang, I don't know those other two. You know,
Cheryl Nelson. Cheryl Nelson.
Oh, is Ringo one, or am I making that up?
Yeah.
You're answering the question, not asking them. Cheryl Nelson.
I don't know them all. This is not my generation. It's horrible.
Mandy Leaf.
I've only got John and Paul, so I'm definitely stumped on the last two as well.
Great. Dennette Anderson.
Well, we got John, we got Paul, we got Ringo Starr, and then...
Come on, girl.
I don't know the fourth one. I don't know.
I don't either. I think it's let's say it's a second John. This is the unknown
Beatle
that nobody talks about.
Paul and Ringo. The unknown Beatle.
Yeah.
No, I can't say how much I'm enjoying you guys crashing. I'm sorry?
It's George.
John, Paul, George, and Ringo is correct.
George.
And
ding, ding, ding.
Nice. Nicely done. Dennette is on the board. All right, ladies. All right, ladies, lightning round. The first person who can give me the answer, use your first name to chime in, and you get double points. The question, and remember, you need to answer with your name. What is the state capital of Ohio?
Cheryl. Cleveland.
Cheryl Nelson. Incorrect.
Columbus.
Christy.
Well, I said Columbus. That wasn't me.
Christy.
Sorry. Too late. We're off the board on that question. Next question.
Wait, I can't.
Oh, no, I didn't say Cleveland. That wasn't me.
Yeah, no one gets the point. All right. Next lightning round. Chime
so
in with
rude.
Your name. What was the first? Here's a Virginia question, ladies. Virginia, don't embarrass yourself in your home state. What was the first English settlement in the U.S., and it was also the first capital of the state of Virginia?
Cheryl.
Jamestown. Jamestown is correct. Cheryl with another 20 points. She gets double points on that. Nicely done. Next question. In literature, ladies, in literature, who captained Jules Verne's submarine Nautilus?
Cheryl.
Mandy.
Nemo. Mandy Leaf.
Captain Nemo.
Captain Nemo is correct. Mandy Leaf is on the board with 20 points. Yay! Nicely done.
Oh, Mandy.
Four.
Nicely done. In Roman mythology, ladies, in Roman mythology, Neptune is the equivalent to which Greek god?
Autumn.
Autumn Sky Booth, Mrs. Central Virginia, the answer is?
Poseidon.
Poseidon is correct. Nicely done. Autumn with 20 points. Cheryl is in the lead with 40. Autumn at 30. And, Christy, you should have chimed in talking about Greek gods, the name Burke Allen, your husband. all right, ladies. Next question. What city was the capital of the Confederacy?
Cheryl. Autumn.
Mandy.
Cheryl.
Atlanta.
Incorrect. Autumn.
Richmond.
Autumn is correct. Richmond.
Yay!
Very nicely done.
And
Danette Anderson, I'm sorry, you're representing what city again?
Oh,
I knew that was going to come up. Well, to be fair, I live in Richmond, too, so I kind of stole that from her.
I'm an implant here. I'm an implant. She's a Savannah girl, right, girl?
Yeah.
There will be no discussion of implants on this call, ladies. Next question.
That's a whole other show.
Next question. That's right. Next question. 8 United States presidents were born in Virginia. Which of you can name 2?
Mandy.
Mandy Leaf, Mrs. Harrisonburg.
Monroe and Jefferson.
Monroe and Jefferson, nicely done. Mandy with 20 points. Well done. All right. Ladies, three more questions. Who is the current Secretary of State?
Christy.
John Kerry.
John Kerry is correct. Nicely done. You're not embarrassing your husband yet. Very nicely done. All right, ladies. You are all married currently. Is that correct? Everyone is married on the call?
Yeah.
All right, ladies. Who composed the Wedding March? The Wedding March that each of you went down the aisle to?
Mandy. This is a guess, Bach.
And it's a bad guess, Mandy, but thanks for chiming in. Anyone else?
I will take a guess. Beethoven?
No. Ladies, the answer, Mendelssohn. Mendelssohn composed the Wedding March. Next question. When the lights go down in the city, in which bay is Alcatraz?
Christy. San Francisco.
San Francisco Bay. That's right. We even gave you a journey hint there. Nicely done. Christy pulling into the lead. We've got time for one more question. Let's see if we can have a tie here. Here we go, ladies. Who was Richard Nixon's first vice president?
Christy. Autumn.
Agnew?
Zero.
Christy Adkins, my wife, wins the lightning round and wins the Mrs. Virginia tournament. Nicely done.
Hey! But wait, I want you to ask a question for all the ladies. Can we just ask one question?
Sure.
Come on. Throw me a bone here.
All right, very good. Then we'll throw this last one out. In which country did the Mau Mau Uprising from 1952 to 1960 occur? I'm sorry, that was a tough question.
I just wanted you to ask the ladies how their husbands felt about them doing pageants. You asked one, but I kind of want to hear how the other ladies' husbands feel about them doing pageants.
All right, ladies, we've only got 60 seconds left in the program. Cheryl, how does your husband feel about it?
He's patient and supportive. He is the most wonderful man I could ask for, so I cannot complain.
That's Cheryl Nelson, Mrs. Smithfield, Mandy Leaf, Mrs. Harrisonburg, your husband's reaction.
I already gave my answer earlier about my husband, and he is very supportive, but I will say his latest comment was, women, beautiful bikinis, I'm in. So.
Love it. Danette Anderson. Mrs. Richmond, your husband's reaction.
He's very supportive because we have 4 little boys, and he knew I needed some girliness in my life, so he was a big encourager.
I like it. And finally, Autumn Sky Booth, Mrs. Central Virginia.
My husband actually met me during an appearance when I was a Hawaiian Tropic model. So because that just keep me physically fit. He's always been really pro pageant, because that's kind of how we met. And he's a good looking man, and you know he expects me to look nice too. And I enjoy doing that through pageant.
Very good. Ladies, thanks for joining us. That's perfect. You made it in under the wire. Thanks for being on with us today. Thanks
Thank
to Cheryl
you.
Nelson, Mandy Leith, Danette Anderson, Christy Atkins, and Autumn Sky Booth, the Mrs. Virginia ladies. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.